From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews, he brings the final portion of a two-part message on the theme, Doing the Impossible Through Faith, showing how ordinary people achieved great victories by faith in God's promises. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First of all, we invite your attention to this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, He Blesses and Keeps. The text is Numbers 6 and verse 24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. This first clause of the high priest's benediction is substantially a promise. That blessing which our great high priest pronounces upon us is sure to come, for he speaks the mind of God. What a joy to abide under the divine blessing! This puts a gracious flavor into all things. If we are blessed, then all our possessions and enjoyments are blessed. Yea, our losses and crosses, and even our disappointments are blessed. God's blessing is deep, emphatic, effectual. A man's blessing may begin and end in words, but the blessing of the Lord makes rich and sanctifies. The best wish we can have for our dearest friend is not, may prosperity attend thee, but the Lord bless thee. It is equally a delightful thing to be kept of God, kept by him, kept near him, kept in him. They are kept indeed whom God keeps. They are preserved from evil. They are reserved unto boundless happiness. God's keeping goes with his blessing, to establish it and cause it to endure. The author of this little book desires that the rich blessing and sure keeping here pronounced may come upon everyone who at this moment is listening to these lines. Please breathe the text to God as a prayer for his servants.
Thank you.
Among the great classics of Christian literature, A.W. Tozer's The Pursuit of God is remarkable for its impact on the lives of countless believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. The product of a lifelong passion for knowing God in an intimate, soul-refreshing relationship, this small volume exposes the roadblocks that keep us from fully knowing God, reveals our responsibility of the pursuit, and ultimately leads us into the very presence of God Himself. Some of the chapter titles include Following Hard After God, Restoring the Creator-Creature Relation, and The Sacrament of Living. As you read and study Tozer's penetrating insights, you will learn the meaning of Paul's words in Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know Him. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer complete reprints of this timeless devotional help free of charge. For your copy of The Pursuit of God, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your free copy of The Pursuit of God, and we'll be glad to provide it. As he continues this series of studies in Hebrews chapter 11, Dr. Cairns concludes the second of two messages on the theme of achieving the impossible through faith. The text is verses 35 through 38. A prominent feature of this passage is the conflicts encountered by God's people as they sought to live and work for Him. In the face of those conflicts, these believers enjoyed a confidence in the ultimate victory which God had promised them. And believers in every age can experience that same confidence, whether they battle self, evil men, or the devil. Finally, Dr. Cairns calls attention to the believer's conduct in the face of conflict. As has been the emphasis throughout the series, the key to victory is faith in God through constant communion with Him in the Word and prayer, remembering that the battle is not yours, but God's. Now Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of Achieving the Impossible Through Faith.
Men and women, we have confidence. We're nothing. We're little. We're foolish. We're insignificant. We have nothing. So what? Our God is the Lord Jehovah. Our Savior is Jesus Christ, His Son. Our indwelling, empowering sanctifier is God the Holy Spirit. Our warrant is God's Word. Our promise comes straight from the lips of the Eternal, the Ancient of Days. That is our confidence. Go forth to do the will of God, believer. Go forth to establish a testimony for Christ. Go forth in the midst of the hottest battle against the hottest opposition. Go forth in all your weakness. Don't wait until you're better or stronger or greater or anything else. Just go forth in all your weakness in the sure and certain confidence that our God can do anything but fail. The believer's conflict, the believer's confidence. A very quick word about the believer's conduct. You look at these statements we have read, and from them you can glean four. Don't be alarmed. These are not 4 points of another sermon. They could be, but they're not going to be. I told you last week, this section is the beginning of the end of our studies, not the end of the beginning, so that we can launch out on a great long new series here. Four statements, four instructions for your conduct in the midst of conflict, how to live and how to serve. Number one, evaluate every situation by the Word of God. Faith, remember, is always a response to God's Word. When you read here, through faith they did this and that, that faith is the response to the Word of God. And in every single case that we have looked at through the book of Hebrews chapter 11, where there's faith, there has been a revelation that God has given. And the people looked at the situation in the light of the Word of God. It's the first thing to do. Whatever your situation, set it in the light of God's Word. Bring the Scriptures to bear on it. Second, when you've done that, obey the Word of God. Faith in the Word of God equals obedience to the Word of God. The obedience of faith is a scriptural phrase. Don't tell me you have faith in God's Word if you're living disobediently to God's Word. That's not faith, that's unbelief. Faith never produces sin. It's unbelief that produces sin. That's simple. So obey the Word of God, believing God's promise to bless your obedience and your faithfulness for the glory of His name. So set the situation in the light of God's Word. Second, obey God's Word. Third, plead the promise. Plead the promise actively. Now let's get down to this. A very simple but yet a very, very much overlooked thing. God's people get to the Bible, and here they get the promise of God, and they read it, and they set it down, and then they begin to pray like they're simply wailing in the dark, hit or miss, wondering indeed, have I any basis for this praying? Man, if God has given you His Word on any situation, and you look at the situation not in the light of human reason, but in the light of God's revelation, and if by the grace of God you seek to obey God's word as it applies to that situation, and that word gives you a promise about the situation, then start pleading that promise. As Moses held up the rod of God, you hold up the promise of God. And when you pray, if you can learn to hold up God's promise to him, you're on the ground of answered prayer. Remember the tape that we put out here on the Isle of Lewis revival? I hate to give the tape ministry more work, but if you're new to this church and you have never heard the Isle of Lewis revival tapes, you ask for them and you get them. We made them available free to everybody in the church so that they would get them and get the burden and pray for them. If you haven't listened to that tape in years or haven't thought of it in years, get back to it and start to go through it again. But you remember that Isle of Lewis revival? Do you remember the prayer meeting in a little westernized cottage? An island as far as most of the world's concerned, off the face of the map practically. As people are praying, a Scottish Presbyterian elder suddenly gets up and he cries, "Lord, you've said I will pour water on him that is thirsty. And as best I know my heart before God, I am thirsty. Lord, I challenge you to keep your word." And God did it. God did it. The Isle of Lewis for 4 years was moved by a powerful awakening. Plead the promise. Pray on the basis of the promise. Plead that blood-bought gift of God. And then finally, keep your eye on the final goal. And I bring that in here because while it can be deduced from what we have read, it leads into what we're going to be looking at from verse 35 to 38 in our next study, 2 weeks from now. Keep your eye on the final goal. Don't judge by the immediate. Do not make the mistake of saying, "Well, now I have put the word of God to use here. I have obeyed the word of God. I have pleaded the promise. And nothing has happened. Therefore, it's all in vain." Remember, God is not tied to your watch strap. God is not tied even to your calendar. We are so tied into the immediate that we often make the mistake. And I personally confess I've made this mistake many, many times. I've come to the Lord and said, "Lord, I need this now." Now, there are times that's true. And if it's true, God will give it now. But there are other times I've only thought it's true. "Lord, I need this now." And I don't get it now. I find out when I do get it that I was only a fool. And that the Lord knew when best to give what I was asking. As for God, said the psalmist, his way is perfect. We can go on to say, he will make my way perfect. Keep your eye on the final goal. Don't, wasn't it Dr. Bob Sr. used to say, don't sacrifice the permanent on the altar of the immediate. Don't sacrifice the eternal on the altar of the temporary and the temporal. Keep your eye on the final goal, and you will, by faith, achieve the impossible. The glory of God and his Christ. May the Lord enable us in our conflicts to have confidence in him and to conduct ourselves according to his will revealed here in His Word. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In a moment, the meeting will be over. You'll be free to leave. As your heads are bowed in prayer, however, I want to leave with you one final word. Remember what I've said of the power of the gospel. If you're dead in sin, there's life in Christ today. Jesus said, "Come unto me." Will you come? Come to Christ. If I can help you in the things of God, I invite you to remain and have a word with me. I'll be delighted to open the book of God with you and point you to Christ. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. If you're a Christian, battling, struggling, fighting the devil, aye, fighting yourself, take God's word, apply it to your situation, whatever it costs you. Ask God for grace to obey His word. He promises to give you victory. Plead that promise through the blood of Christ. Keep your eye on the final goal. You'll come out as gold, tried but purified. Father in heaven, bless thy word. Save the lost. Give power to the struggling. Give grace to those embroiled in personal battles with the enemy within and with the powers of hell, or who are going through some trying times. Lord, we pray that thou wilt give thy people grace to achieve what is otherwise impossible, the very will of God, and to feel and know the power of God. Lord, we long for a quickening and a reviving. We long to see thee at work. Oh, let it come. We pray thee, grant, Lord, that thy hand will be upon us now for good. Bless those who travel now. Grant them journeying mercies. Bless those who remain to meet around the table of the Lord. We ask our God that thou wilt reveal Christ even more clearly to us. And let us today feast in love and in remembrance of Him who gave Himself for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening. and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.